Blog Talk Radio.
Life, love, and wellness.
Show, and I am Sandy Rogers. I am so excited every Tuesday to bring you this show because I have the absolute best guests in the whole wide world that agree to share with you, the audience, on this program each Tuesday night. So I tell you, it gets better and better and more better, as they say. So I want to thank you for being a part of Life, Love, and Wellness, and I'm glad you chose to join in with us today. So there's a couple of things that we do first before we actually dig into the show. So we're going to stay with that routine. And the first thing that we always do, like every day, every morning, but especially on Tuesday nights, is we invite the ancestors in and we give thanks to the ancestors because we know that they're always with us. And especially on Tuesdays, as we sometimes venture into conversations that are not normally talked about in an open setting. So I know that we stand because of their strength and the things that they've taught us and imparted to us. So ancestors, we know that you got us. Man, you got us all the time, and we give thanks for that. And so we love you. We love you, and we love you. Forever and evermore. Ashe, ashe. So that is something that you can do at any time, is call upon the energies of your ancestors to have them to be a part of your decision making or anything that you're going through. They're very powerful. That energy from the other side is not restricted by anything. So it's all about life. It's all about love, and it's all about wellness. So tonight's program is called Who Wants to Be Healthier? And our amazing speaker tonight is Marilyn Azus Harris, and she's going to be joining us shortly. But audience, you know you're always invited to join in the discussion here, and all comments are welcomed. And our intention is that every voice is heard that want to be heard. Our call-in number is 516-531-9819. If you would like to speak live on air with us, then you would just press 1 to let us know that you would like to do so. Once I open up your line, I will leave it open so that you can stay and be a part of the conversation. I would just ask that you mute your phone when you're not speaking so as not to disrupt the sound quality. A lot of people go back and listen to the rebroadcast because 9 o'clock is too late for them to stay up that late. You know what? And I'm all good with that. So I just want to make sure that their experience is a good one. So if you would do that, that would really help to make this a better playback for anyone that wants to go back. So you can always listen to any and all of the shows on our rebroads at www.blogtalkradio.com/Sandy Rogers, and that's spelled SandyRogers. So you're listening to Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. We're going to get this music thing going and take just a short break. We're going to wet our whistle so that we can come back and get into the show. So we'll be right back after the music. Tonight. So welcome back to Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. You are welcome to call and chat live on air with us at 516-531-9819. Press 1 to let us know you wish to speak live on air with us. So it's all about life It's all about love, and it's all about wellness. So our show tonight is Who Wants to Be Healthier? And our special, special guest speaker is Marilyn Azuz Harris. I want to read her bio just so that you'll get an understanding of who she is and what she brings to the realm of health and wellness. So Marilyn Harris is a health educator, certified raw food chef, and a Reiki master. In addition to relieving stress and anxiety, she also performs emotional freedom technique, or EFT tapping. She recently graduated as an holistic certified health coach and is excited to help others become healthier. She has a passion for sharing the benefits of whole plant foods and loves empowering women and men to take control of their health. As a certified holistic health coach, she recommends that everyone take a health evaluation, and therefore she is offering this free health evaluation and consultations. During this era of COVID-19, she particularly loves working with seniors because they are the ones more at risk. However, she believes that everyone would benefit from taking this health evaluation. And so Marilyn can be contacted, and I know that we'll be repeating this, but let me just give it to you now. Marilyn can be contacted at www.yourhealthmattersnow.info. Yourhealthmattersnow.info. Or you can call her at 678-573-HEAL. That's 678-573-4325. And so as I read, she's a recent graduate of the Holistic Institute of Holistic Health, rather. And she's got plenty of enthusiasm, and she's got this fresh knowledge. And you know, when you come out the gate like that, man, you ready to help folks. And that's what she has. She has a true, sincere passion to help people. And she understands that many may need a coach to help walk them through the new maze of information. And so she's ready and prepared to do that. So she tonight we're going to answer, so how do we accomplish this gigantic task? You know, we've been living in this maze of not eating properly, being led by the food industry that promotes all of the ill affecting things for people to consume. And so she wants to turn that around. And so without further ado, I want to bring on to you my friend, Marilyn Harris. Marilyn, welcome to the show, and thank you so much.
No. Thank you, Sandy. I mean, I love it. Life, love, and wellness. What could be better than that?
All right. That's it. Right. So
I'm sorry?
Tell us, like, we met at Living Foods Institute 5 or 6 years ago, something like that. And so I kind of know, you know, the things that you've been learning and been practicing for all of these years. So what got you into this field of holistic wellness?
Well, thank you, Sandy. That's a very good question. When I met you years ago, my journey began when my husband was diagnosed with this rare form of prostate cancer. And only 1 in 5 men would have the type of prostate cancer that he had. So after he was diagnosed, you know, you always go and get a second opinion. We did that, and we decided, you know, at that point, let's just do the holistic route. So I began taking classes. We had to form a plan of attack. We were looking for alternative medicine. We went to several naturopathic doctors. He also attended the Hippocrates Health, and he did that 21-day class, and then he went back and did some other classes. And while he was there learning from them, that's when I started learning as well. Like, we learned how, well, me basically, to grow wheatgrass, the benefits of wheatgrass, pea sprouts, alfalfa, broccoli, mung beans, et cetera, and that's when I became a raw food chef. Because of his illness, you know, we decided to have the same type of food protocol. So I went raw, he went raw. And together, we lost like 110 pounds together.
Wow.
Yes. We turned one of the bedrooms into a small garden. And, you know, you just go the extra mile for the one that you love. And I don't know if you remember or not, but my sister went to Living Foods when I went there as well in Atlanta.
Exactly.
And, yes, and that's where I became the certified health educator there. And that's where I learned about using essential oils and EFT tapping and, you know, all that. And I'm really grateful for you having this platform because it's all about sharing information. I'm excited to share my business journey with you and your listening audience. The more you learn, the better equipped you are at handling things when they just come at you.
Yeah. I agree.
So,
yeah.
And then in 2017, my husband's health deteriorated. He was then put on dialysis, and then he passed away shortly after that, July 12, 2017. At that time, you know, being married to him for like over 12 years, have known him for over 40 years, being in a relationship with him for over 30 years, you know, what am I going to do? So for like 2.5 years, I was just traumatized, devastated, depressed. And, you know, my daughter and my granddaughter, they were my rock. They were my strength. And then a friend of mine called me and she said, you know, you're always helping people and doing this, and you're all about holistic health. And I just graduated from this institute. And I said, really? And it was the last thing that I had thought about. And she said, well, just take a look at it. And I took a look, and I said, oh, my goodness. You know, I didn't know this. If I'd have known this, you know, you always learn stuff after the fact. We're continually learning anyway, you know.
Exactly.
So when I was a caregiver for my husband, and just to say a shout-out to anybody out there that are caregivers, it is not an easy job, and sometimes it's a thankless job. It's not a job that you actually would get paid for if it's your family member, but it is a job that is very rewarding. At least they know that they have somebody that they can count on.
Yes.
So shout out to all the caregivers out there.
Yes, yes. You took my breath away from me when you said that, because I know how important that job is to the person that's receiving the care and the person that's giving it. It's a natural two-way street, but that is like the most, wow, unconditional expression of love for someone else.
It is. It most definitely is, especially when you have a loved one that's in the hospital. And when you're in the hospital, you don't feel good as it is. And doctors come in, and they're only there momentarily, and they talk fast. And sometimes you don't understand what they're saying, and you want to do research. and it's just a fast-paced process. Before you know it, they're subscribing all these drugs, and it's a full-time job being a caregiver. It actually is.
Yeah, yeah. Because you cannot do regular living while you're helping take care of somebody else.
Yeah. That is so true.
Yeah.
That is so, so true. So after after my husband passed, I went to the accountant to do my taxes. And then she asked me, she said, you know, is your husband coming to get his taxes done? And I'm like, oh, my goodness. She didn't know, so. And you always run into people that don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And that still happens today. So what she suggested was that I get a dog. And I was like, a dog? I don't have time for a dog. She says, oh, come by. Come by. The guy's going to bring him tomorrow. Just come and take a look. So I came. I took a look. I came home with this cutest little thing ever. And Princess has been with me since she was like 6 weeks old. So that's my companion.
Cool.
That's my buddy.
Good. I'm sure that's a lifesaver right there. That unconditional love again, right?
Yes, absolutely. So getting back to my friend that called and talked about the Holistic Certified Health Course, and it did not take, you know, it was self-paced. Some people finished in 8 weeks. Some people finished in 12 weeks. Some people finished in 2 weeks, you know. And as I was learning, I went, wow, I'm just going to go straight through until I'm finished. So it was just another thing that I've learned that I can put in my tools. It's another tool that I'm using, putting it in my toolbox.
Right.
And I definitely feel that, you know, the body can heal itself from anything. Our bodies are made from the ultimate, and it's just a matter of what, you know, we're putting in our bodies. We only get one, so, you know, we've got to give it the nutrients. We've got to give it the right food. We've got to rest, you know. And as a health coach, this is what I do. I go through and I talk with people, find out what their strengths, their weaknesses, what areas that they need as it's relative to being healthy, and we formulate a plan. Hello?
I'm listening. No, I'm waiting.
Okay.
I'm...
Okay. Okay. Now, then you have to decide what is it that you're eating. I mean, what causes your food, your cravings for food? And I know that there are many, but I focus on like 8 primary causes for your food cravings.
Oh,
and
okay.
That could be lack of primary food, like being dissatisfied with the relationship, having inappropriate exercise routine, either you're doing too little or you're doing too much or you're doing the wrong type. I mean, or you're being bored in your eating, you're feeling stressed and you're overeating, you're being uninspired, you know, either at your job or your lack thereof of the job. And this could be people that are using food as a substitute for entertainment to just fill a void. That would be one area for food cravings. And then secondly, water. The body doesn't send a message that you're thirsty until you're on the verge of dehydration. And when you're dehydration, then you're really, really thirsty. And that presents itself to us as a mild hunger as well. So I encourage people to drink, 8 glasses of water a day. You can sip during the day. You can put something in your water. You can flavor it with lemon. You can use mint. You can use essential oils, anything to make the water taste better. because some people I know don't really like to just drink plain water, and that could help with their water intake as well. And then,
lime,
you know, there. Go ahead.
I said lime is a good additive to the water as well. Lime.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes. So for those of us that are not drinking enough water, there are some solutions to your problem there. The lime, the lemon, the mint, herbs, essential oils. And if you're using essential oils, make sure that you drink it out of a glass and not out of plastic. Okay? And then there's the yin-yang imbalance, where certain foods are more, they make you expand more, and then certain foods make you contract more. So either way, you're eating extremely, and you may be eating too much sugar in your diet, or eating too many raw foods may cause cravings for heavily cooked foods and vice versa, because you just can't start eating raw unless, you know, everything is done in moderation. Okay?
Okay, but let me, I need to ask a question here, though. So you said foods make you expand and it make you constrict. I think you used another
contract.
Word.
Contract.
Uh-huh.
So explain
that a little bit, would you?
You know, some foods that you eat, people start getting bloated, like, or at certain restaurants when you go to eat there, and before you leave, your stomach is just so bloated and you're just so full. And then there are other certain foods, for example, that causes, what I'm saying is that there needs to be a balance,
okay,
a balance of food. I mean,
okay,
if people eat raw food, they don't necessarily just go out and start eating raw. They have to take baby steps if they're going to go full raw. And then
right.
to take the baby steps, you know, they may eat one raw meal and or add some sprouts or something to some soups or some salads and start out that way. That's what I meant. Okay?
Okay. All right.
Okay. And then sometimes cravings come from foods that we've recently eaten, foods eaten by our ancestors or foods from our childhood. And then a clever way to satisfy these cravings is to just eat a healthier version of one's ancestral or childhood foods. And an example of that would be everybody loves macaroni and cheese, right?
Right.
That's like a staple. So you can make macaroni and cheese. You can make it, you can veganize it where you don't use milk, you don't use butter, you can use almond milk, you can use turmeric for the color, you can still use paprika, and for the cheese, you can use some type of vegan cheese. So it's just in moderation and changing little things, little by little, because if people decide that they want to, you don't look at it as a diet per se. It's a lifestyle change.
Right, exactly.
Okay. And then seasonal. And then sometimes the body craves foods that balance out the elements of the season. Like during warm months, people typically crave cooling foods, fruits, raw foods, ice cream, ice milk. It depending on the weather. If it's hot, you want something cool. If it's cold, you want something warm. So in the wintertime, you want to eat, especially this time that's coming around, people are normally thinking about what are they going to be doing for the holidays. Are they going to have turkey? Are they going to have tofurkey? Eggnogs, the sweets. So it's seasonal, too. And then I like to say lack of nutrients. Is the body getting an inadequate amount of nutrients that will produce odd cravings? For example, inadequate mineral levels may produce salt cravings, and overall inadequate nutrition produces cravings for non-nutritional forms of energy like caffeine. So we have to supplement, take nutrients, and supplements. And then it could be hormonal. I mean, when women are going through menopause, they have fluctuating testosterone or estrogen levels. And the last one would be a self-sabotage. That's when you suddenly crave foods that just throw us all off of balance. So we want to do everything in moderation. We want to keep our blood sugar levels at a safe level. We don't want strong mood swings or things of that nature. We want to look at the body as a whole and just deal with, as coaches, the mind, the body, and the spirit is going to equal a healthier you.
Right.
And like I said before, I like to focus on people over 50 years of age. Everyone would benefit from taking the health evaluation, because with this COVID out there, you know, the seniors are most susceptible, especially if they have underlying diseases or causes, you know?
Right. Well, you know, let me know your thoughts on this. I think that one of the reasons why it's being promoted that seniors are more at risk is that the health system has systematically have, I would say, 90%. 90% of people, the doctors start, they used to start at 50. Now they've backed it up, I think, to 40. They start telling you that you need to take this pill and that pill because this is going on and this looked like it may happen. And people take the pills because the white jackets told them that they need to take it. But what happens is that the buildup of these medications are actually what's making older people, those that they are targeting, it's making them more susceptible to various diseases because of those man-made chemicals that they're taking. So I think that that's one of the biggest issues with being a senior is learning how to guard against the medications being prescribed. So what you're doing is just fascinating and very much needed for people over 50, like you say, because we can turn all of those situations around. I mean, all of them around by what we put inside of our bodies.
You are so correct. And, you know, you can't save all the seniors. There is going to be a percentage that are just diehards. My doctor said. My doctor said. So they've got to be amenable. They've got to be open-minded. They've got to be coachable. I mean, the real deal is, do you want to be on medication the rest of your life?
There you go.
That's it.
Yep. Plain and simple.
And people don't realize that.
I'm not to the point where I don't even, you know, I'm not trying to save anybody. I will help anybody that wants to help themselves, but I'm not on a mission to save anybody. So that takes a lot of pressure off of me these days.
I understand that.
I'm serious, man. That's hard work trying to save folks, you know, because they don't want to be saved.
Yes. That's true.
Yeah. But
that's
I love what you're doing, though, and all the different skills that you have, especially with the emotional freedom technique, that EFT, that's powerful. And combining that with the Reiki and then the food and with completing that holistic course, so you're like the medicine woman with all of those tools in your toolkit. I'm serious.
You know, you know, I just do what I can to help who wants to be helped. Who wants to be a millionaire? Who wants to be healthier? Who wants to be helped? I mean, who wants to get out of that situation that you're in now? The doctors, the doctors are not going to cure you, okay? That's just my opinion.
That's correct.
They will medicate you. They will put a Band-Aid on whatever the problem is.
Yep.
But if the doctors were to cure you, they'd be out of business.
Exactly. Exactly.
So if they were to have you come in every month for, I'm going to tell you a short story, okay?
Okay.
I was in a car accident a couple of years ago, and my attorney referred me to this doctor. And I went to the doctor, and when I opened the door, I have a 9 o'clock appointment. It is filled with people, standing room only. And then the receptionist says, you know, he's running behind. She says that you can go down by the beach and walk along the beach, and we'll call you, you know, when he's ready. So I'm like, well, how long is this going to take? She says, oh, not too long, maybe about an hour and a half. So I go walking on the beach, and then I come back, and I sit next to this lady, and the receptionist says it's not going to be too much longer, maybe another 30 or 45 minutes, which turned out to be another hour and 45 minutes, but okay. And I sat next to this lady, and she said, you know, some people don't have patience when they come to see the doctor, but I just come and I bring my lunch and I sit here. And I said, your lunch? And she said, yes. And she says, I like the doctor. She says, I've been coming here for 9.5 years. And I could only say, in 6 months, you're going to have a 10-year anniversary, dear.
Wow.
So what I'm saying is that if, and when you were talking about the medication, can you imagine? She's been on medication for 10 years, too, or longer.
Exactly, right.
So
he wouldn't be doing his job if he didn't have her on some kind of medication.
That's true. So my mission is for those people that are on medication to find out what the root cause is and kind of wean them off of that.
Indeed. See, I like that. That is the best service that anybody can give to another human being. I mean, straight up, there's nothing better than that.
Thank you.
Mhm. I applaud you. I applaud the work. I applaud all the skills that you've gathered in order to be able to help. And it's awesome. It's awesome. I do want to go back to one of the things that you were saying in your introduction of who you are and how you got to being who you are, and that is you turn one of your bedrooms into a garden. Would you please explain that one to me?
Sure.
I'm a gardener, so I get real intrigued by, you know, unusual things that people do to grow their own food. I'm always got ears open.
Okay. Well, we had a bedroom that was downstairs. And what we did was we just put another air conditioning unit in that bedroom, and we got the grow lights, the tables, the chairs, the all the equipment that we needed, and set it up in there. The lights were going like 24 hours a day. The air conditioner was going because plants, I'm told, wheatgrass in particularly and other sprouts, they like to have music. So I went out and got some Mozart for them, classical. They like classical. And that would be playing 24 hours a day, low. And everything that I needed to grow, I had my water, my sprinkler system thing that I had hooked up, and everything that I needed was just in that bedroom. And then I painted the walls light green so that the plants were dark green, and it gave off the oxygen. When you walked into the room, you can smell the live plants, and that actually makes you feel better also.
Right. Wow. That's just excellent. Because, like, I have grown plants inside. And I just recently, like the last couple of years, learned about the grow lights and have experimented with them some. But I could see how that could work. That is such an awesome idea. So this may sound like a strange question if you're not familiar with other forms, but were you growing your plants in soil, or
yes.
were you growing them in another medium like water or rock and sand or?
No, it was in organic soil.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
Wow. And you produce good crops?
Oh, we were down to, I was making like 7 wheatgrass trays a week because.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
I
awesome.
Tell you, for somebody
awesome.
That don't go outside to do any farming, oh, man. I mean, from putting the seeds in, covering them with the dirt, covering them with the top, as they grow, and then like in 5 or 6 days, you take the top off. The chlorophyll, you can see it. It's yellow, the wheatgrass, and then it starts turning green. And then I had the pea sprouts and all the other sprouts on the other side of the room on a different table. Yeah. And then my husband was doing like 3 wheatgrass shots a day.
Oh, cool.
Yes, yes, yes. So we had to do a lot.
So for you guys out there in radio land that says you don't have space or outside, a level area or whatever, Ms. Marilyn is telling you, you can grow your plants on the inside of your house. And get you some Mozart, get you some classical music, get you some grow lights and a tabletop, and put you
That's
some
it.
Seeds in some container in some organic soil and grow you some food. I absolutely love that, Marilyn.
Thank you. And for your alfalfa sprouts, you know, you can grow them in ball jars. That and the broccoli and mung beans, you can grow those in the actual ball jars.
Okay.
Mhm.
And you're talking about the canning jars, right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
All
you
right.
Just, exchange the green tops, not the I don't use the metal tops.
Okay.
Right, because you have to wash them. I'm sorry, not wash them, but you have to water them and drain that water off every day, 2 times a day, until they've actually sprouted.
Okay.
And then you
okay.
can put the alfalfa sprouts, you know, in your soups, in your salads, on your, if you have sandwiches, open-faced or closed, you can use it for that as well. Because actually, when you go to the store, and you buy the alfalfa sprouts in the store, you don't know how long they've been sitting there.
That's true. That's true. Or how long it took them to get there.
That's true.
Because,
so
you know, they always
own.
Put an expiration date on these things, but they don't tell you when it was actually created or picked, you know, just
Absolutely.
When it goes bad. So I want to know when did this thing start, you know? Did it start today or did it start 2 weeks ago? And it's taken a week for it to get here because it's been on the slow boat from China. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yes.
We be looking at the wrong thing sometimes on when we're making decisions about what we're going to put inside of our body. So that's all I'm saying, you guys, is like, what? You really worried about expiration date? Instead of trying to figure out when it was put together.
That's
so.
True. That is so, so totally true.
Yeah, for real. So then you were talking about, I'm just going to go back and review a couple of the things, you know, like when you were talking about your husband and his diagnosis and things like that. And so you were saying that between the two of you guys, you lost 110 pounds. And were you purposely trying to lose weight? Was that just a positive add-on because of the change in how you ate? Tell me a little bit more about that.
Sure. I would like to say that we were not dieting. We were not exercising. We were not doing anything but eating well. And I want to say that I had taken this class, Mark Reinfeld, years ago. And he had his wife was there, and she kept saying, "Oh, and I eat a lot. Oh, and I eat a lot." And I'm like looking at her, and I said, "This lady looks like she weighs like 95 pounds. How much could she eat, really?" Mm-hmm. And then when it was time to sit down and eat, her plate was like actually piled to the top. I've never seen anything like it. And I was like, "Oh my word!"
And she wasn't lying,
ate it
huh?
all. She ate it all. And I say that to say, if you're eating the right type of food, you can still eat a lot, mm-hmm. and it's not going to affect you. You know, you get full. It's the right stuff. You have the proper elimination and the detoxifications and stuff with the food that you're eating, and you simply lose the weight. And that's what happened to me. I wasn't dieting. I was just trying to eat what my husband was eating, and I was fixing the food, so, you know, it just made sense.
Right.
Yeah.
I know that was one of the things that while we were at Living Foods that happened to me, and I, too, was not dieting, but I took that raw food, and I know you were talking earlier about easing in to the raw food, but, you know, when you're in that 10-day program over there, you know, you hit it hard. You go raw immediately, right? And so
right.
I did that the 10 days, but I stayed 100% raw for at least a year, and I followed that program for at least 6 months. And I tell you, Marilyn, one day I happened to look up, or my clothes, I was feeling different, and I weighed myself, and I had dropped a whole bunch of pounds. But I was eating, you know, like doing the energy soup in the morning, and then had this huge salad, you know, and all this fruits and vegetables as snack and stuff like that. I thought I was going to, at best, maintain, you know, the weight that I had when I started that program. But I lost really good doing that program just from not eating all the junk. You know, like, I was a yellow bag junkie, man. I just like it wasn't nothing, you know, so... You know, when you give up those snacks and those cravings, and you go raw, and I think the longer you stay raw, the easier it is not to become addicted again to the same things. But I know that this time that we're living in, this COVID era, has put a lot of stress on a lot of people, and a lot of people may be having a challenge with staying on a healthy eating plan. So what advice would you give someone that is struggling or has veered off of the path, and they know the benefits, and they know how good they felt and all of like that, why they were there, but they're subject to this quarantine. I don't know what names to call it. So
okay, for people that are struggling, that want to lose weight, because during this COVID period in time, I know that there are people that have gained weight, one, simply because they are confined, they're constricted, you know, they're not going out, they're not socializing as much, so they may exchange that for food, comfort food. So for people that are doing that, okay, First, we take the health evaluation. Then we set out a plan. Because I learned a long time ago, if you don't write it down, it didn't happen. So,
right.
Therefore, they made me to do a food journal. What are you putting into your mouth every day? That type of thing. We'd have to discuss it. And are you doing any type of exercise, either in the house or outside of the home? Let's modify what you're eating. Let's talk about the portion size. So it's a lot of questions that need to be answered, you know, before we formulate a plan. And that's what coaches do.
So this health evaluation that you now offer the people that you work with, does
mm-hmm.
it ask questions regarding what you eat or, you know, the things that you just talked about, like if do you exercise and things like that? So how does that health evaluation, how does it work? What does it measure?
Thank you for asking that. Okay, we ask certain questions, typically like, you know, are you experiencing, some of the questions would be your age, your height, your weight, then are you having any type of anxiety, or have you been depressed, and this is all relative to the last 30 days. Maybe if you have headaches, joint pains, you know, back, neck, hip pains, do you forget anything? It asks a various questions. It would ask probably, do you have a craving for sweets? Or are you craving for carbohydrates? Are you taking medication? Are you taking any high blood pressure medicine, high cholesterol medicine? And then basically it's a simple evaluation which takes about 10 minutes, and we like to say, I like to do a grading. It just gives the health coach a baseline of where to start. Like in school, A and F, A is good, F is failing. We want nobody to fail, no child left behind, no adult left behind. So wherever your baseline score is, that's where we start, but we want to get it. If you scored, like, say, a C or a D on the health evaluation, in 30 days we take the health evaluation again, and with the recommendations that I've made, then in 30 days we expect your score to go from that D to a C or that C to a B. We want to get you in that A range, which we consider optimal health.
Okay.
So it's a starting point. It gets us started and see how much work we have to do with you, basically. So if we determine that this is what you need, if we have to formulate a plan, and I know that people think that when it comes to measuring stuff, and I'm not saying that you'll have a teaspoon of grits and a quarter of an egg. No, we're not doing that. Okay, we want to get you some minerals in your body. We want to get you healthy, get you strong, determine what it is that you need, and then formulate the plan.
Okay.
And if we have to do a breakfast, lunch, dinner, then that's what we'll do. But it's going to be something simple, something easy, something quick to do. Because if it's not simple, easy, and quick, the majority of people are not going to do it.
Girl, look. I've been working with this team of people, and there was some recommendations made, and I told them flat out, I was like, look, this don't seem like fun anymore. I can't do it, you know. So I know how that feels. No, I'm serious, you know, like, look. If it ain't going to be nice and easy, I don't want to do it. I just, you know, and I know that as we
mature, as we get older, we are looking for easy. You know, we're not looking for, you know, like hard stuff or complicated stuff or, you know, everything that you do has got to be difficult. We're not looking for that anymore, you know. So I get you.
Right.
I like that part of it, yeah.
Right. And then, you know, we do have weekly Zoom calls that we're starting, and everybody can participate. And then we go through what were your accomplishments this week. I mean, maybe it was small, but it was an accomplishment, and we want to acknowledge that.
Okay. So there's support built in.
Yes.
Excellent.
You're not
Excellent.
Alone. We're a team. We're a tribe. We're trying to create a culture of love, a culture of change, and a culture of healthy people.
Yes, ma'am. So just in case, is that Healthy Valuation at that website?
Yes, it is.
That you have listed. Okay. So for you guys, because we're about down to about 30 minutes left in the show, so that website for the Healthy Valuation is www.yourhealthmattersnow.info. Your health matters with an S now.info. Or you can call 678-573-4325. But take that Healthy Valuation. There's no charge to you, and it gives you your results in about 10 minutes, 10, 15 minutes, depending on how long it takes you to answer. But I think it's about 10 minutes.
Yes, and there's a short video to the right of it, and it explains it, and your answers are just going to be zero if it didn't happen, 5 if it's severe. So it's 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. If it's rare, it's 1. You know, 5, it didn't happen. I mean, I'm sorry, 5, it's severe. And if you didn't understand the question, then it would be 0.
Okay, that's good to know. That's good to know. And it's absolutely at no cost. So you don't have to put up a credit card.
No.
Is absolutely free.
We just
no
need
charge.
To talk for, and that's for the evaluation and the consultation. And then we determine if this is right for you, if it's a fit, you know, and we take it from there. It just depends how healthy you want to be.
Right. I like that. Because there's no obligation once a person takes that and they get their score or their rating, right? I mean, you don't have to now. You didn't sign up to be a member of this new group or anything, correct?
No, you're absolutely correct.
Okay.
Some people take the evaluation and they're happy with their score, and I say congratulations to you. Keep doing what you're doing. And there are some people that need help and they want help, and that's why I'm here.
Great. So we got about 30 minutes left in the show, and remember, audience, that our call-in number here is 516-531-9819. You would press 1 if you have a question, you want to make a comment, compliment Marilyn on the work that she's doing, whatever, you can come on live with us. By touching 1 on your phone dial. So we're going to keep on going because I'm so intrigued with all these things that you're doing. And you said that you became a health coach when you came to Atlanta to attend the Living Foods Institute. And you went through a formalized course in order to get that certification?
Yes, in order to become the health educator. When we came to Atlanta, I think it was like 2 or 3 weeks there, and then we left, and then we had to come back for another couple of weeks to finish up the certification.
Okay.
And while we were there, you know, lunch was provided, that green soup in the morning, the wheatgrass drinks, the everything.
Oh, so you got the certification through Living Foods Institute?
Yes. I was certified through Living Foods
Institute. Okay.
Yes, and I also had a certification for raw food from the Green Wave, the restaurant. They did some courses, and I took courses with Mark Reinfeld, vegan courses. So I've invested in myself.
Yeah.
I do believe that health is wealth, and you can't be wealthy. Well, health is your wealth. What is what I wanted to say? I'm sorry.
I think you said that, but it was worth repeating. Yeah. Because that truly, you know, like, so I've had discussions with people, and they'll tell me, well, you know, I don't have the amount of money that I think that I should have, and I don't have the material possessions, and I don't have this, and I don't have that. So when I look at my life, I don't think that I'm successful because I don't have these markers, you know. And I said to the person, I said, what if the powers that be that would tell you that you got to have all of those things, what if they're just distracting you? What if your health, the love of family and friends, and having the freedom to educate yourself, to get some exercise, to do all, what if those are the real riches, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we need to rethink this thing around wealth and riches and what is prosperity, Marilyn, and I love how you're saying that health is wealth. Because we know that, you know, even Michael Jackson, with all the money that he had, he was still a victim of his own lack of knowledge around healthy lifestyle. And so all the money in the world didn't save him. But perhaps if he would have had holistic health coaching, or holistic health education, perhaps that brother would still be with us.
Definitely, most definitely. You know, I look at it this way, you know, people say, oh, I don't want to invest in my health, but because I just went and bought a truck, a $40,000 truck.
Material possessions.
Absolutely. At some point in time,
I
think
just,
as you get older, you've got to get more wiser. We've got to pay more attention. Another thing, we've got to read labels on food, people. I mean, we've got to look out for that high fructose corn syrup, which is now just like corn syrup, or labels that are on. I went to the store to look for some gluten-free bread, which I still have not found any. Still haven't. It says gluten-free, but then it says made in a factory with nuts and other stuff. So,
hello. Have you tried Ezekiel bread?
I used to use Ezekiel a long time ago. I have not. I have that on my list. When I go to the grocery store to check out those ingredients before, I know that I used to use it. I don't know why I stopped buying it, but I'm thank you for reminding me because I do have that on my list.
Okay.
Yes.
And I cut you off. I apologize for that.
No, that's okay. That's fine.
You were talking about reading labels?
Yes. It is so important to read labels when we're at the supermarkets. We want to know what's in our food. If you can't pronounce it, you probably shouldn't be eating it or consuming it. You know, we want to keep things simple. Let's go back the way that it was before.
That's true. That's true.
If we can make it ourselves, it's much less expensive. We don't have the pesticides in it, you know. We don't have herbicides, pesticides, stuff of that nature in our foods. And I know some people say, oh, it takes too much time. But sometimes you've got to put the time in to make it work.
For sure. For sure. Now, I've heard a saying here recently that I think is just golden. It says, count chemicals and not calories.
Oh, I love that.
I know, right?
I love that.
And that's why I love my fresh food. I can eat a salad every day. And I was laughing when you were talking about all the different ingredients. I do want to have a little bit more discussion with you around what I just said, too. But, you know, I add so many different items into my salad, like I may have red bell pepper and purple onions and radish, and I don't. And then I use a variety of lettuce. So I had watercress and arugula, or I'm do kale with avocado and, you know, like that. And so I do get a variety. So even though I can eat and do eat a salad most days, it doesn't have the same ingredients in it. And so to me, that gives me a variety. But what do you say to people that, and it's not out of laziness, because it takes time, you know, to chop up the cucumbers and, you know, anything that you put in. So my salad may take me a good 30 to 45 minutes to prepare it or more, you know, depending on what I'm putting in it. So is that, do you think, what advice would you give a client that came in and said, I eat salads every day?
I said, great. That's super. And what I would also say is, if you have a food processor, you slice all the cucumbers, slice all your onions, your carrots, your red peppers, your radishes, put them in little separate containers in the refrigerator. That way it's a time saver. It's already cut up. All you have to do is put it together with your greens.
Okay, look at you.
And while you're doing that, you can also make yourself like 2 or 3 salad dressings, and you have that for the week.
You know, I've gotten to the place where I don't really need a salad dressing. I put a little cayenne pepper and a little Himalayan sea salt, pink Himalayan sea salt. And I put a little bit of those two on there, and I maybe because I almost every day put an avocado in my salad. So I do have that fat in there, so maybe that's different. Yeah.
Or lemon and oil and vinegar.
Right, right.
But
like
we're looking for ways to save time.
Yeah. So that's cool. Okay. So tell us about, so you are a Reiki master, so am I. And I was trying to make sure that we've covered everything that you do. We have about 16 minutes left in the show. So is there a special message that you would like to leave with the audience or another part of the healing process that we haven't covered that you include in your coaching with people?
Actually, I think that I've covered everything. I do want to go back to your kale in your salad to make sure that you're massaging it. And I know that you are because you went to Living Foods, right?
Yes. I actually fought over at Living Foods, yes.
Yes. And for people that don't know to massage their kale, that makes it easier to digest. It's not as tough as if you just bought it from the store and cut it up and ate it that way. Correct?
Right. So explain what you mean by massage.
Oh, goodness. You're going to take to massage your kale. First, you take it off the stem, that long part. Okay. We're going to discard that. And then we're going to cut it up. And then we're going to put it in a bowl. And you can put some, I haven't done this, the kale part in a while. I've been eating a lot of salads. And I've cooked kale. But you're going to put some salt.
Oh.
Some oil over it. And then you just take it and just rub it together with your both hands in the bowl. And you're just rubbing it until it's going to decrease in volume. And it's going to be softer. And you can just eat it like that, eat it raw.
Yeah, I like.
Did I miss something?
Yeah, I usually I'm gonna try the water bit on it. I usually put a little olive oil and you know, just make sure that it goes in. And so, do you recommend like to allow that kale to sit with
after
you massaged it?
Yes, I do. Let it rest like 10 minutes or so.
Okay, I usually go about an hour. Yeah. Okay.
If you have time, let it go an hour.
Yeah, you know, I'm just saying, you know, that was how I was initially taught, and that was before coming into Living Foods, you know, as far as letting it get soft and so that it's easier to eat. I've never had...
Right.
Yeah, because I had never eaten it, you know, without going through that process. And so anytime I would see somebody and they just, you know, like take the kale right out the bag or, you know, cut it right up right then and then they're mixing it all together. And I was like, wait, that's kind of quick.
I know.
Isn't it? So, yeah.
I know. I had some yesterday. That's what reminded me.
Okay.
And I was like, I can't eat this. It's too tough.
Yeah,
oh,
indeed.
I'll be chewing for days.
Yeah. So I am just really so impressed with everything that we've talked about tonight, especially from looking at it from a more mature person's viewpoint, say, you know, 50 years and older, and how... we need to relearn how to take care of ourselves and the things that we need to be especially mindful of, especially as we know that the systems, and I like to use the word system versus, you know, any type of people, so it makes it more generic. So the systems are not really favoring elders or people as we age because we, to be honest about it, you know, we get on Medicare and Medi-Cal or whatever the names of those programs are, you know, and so they're not under any scrutiny, I don't believe, because they've convinced these agencies, the Medicare folks and stuff, that, you know, well, when you get past 50, you need all these pills. And so, you know, they don't question the different prescriptions that these doctors are prescribing. And that's what makes us susceptible to the various ailments and diseases, because our bodies were made by the Creator to heal themselves, not to be maintained by some artificial stuff that's being created in a laboratory. And so when we go against the pure nature of humanity and how we're built to survive, and we start putting this foreign stuff in our bodies, that's why so many people are obese. It's because of the chemicals that's in those products. And that's why that saying, Marilyn, that I shared with you a little while ago, count chemicals and not calories, that just struck me. 'Cause do you know that sugar has 58 or 59 different FDA-approved names? So just because it doesn't say sugar on the label does not mean that it's not sugar in the package. You mentioned one, the high fructose corn syrup. I think anything that says artificial flavoring is another form of sugar. But, you know, we all must do our own research and look into this, unless you want to get the services of a person like Marilyn, who's a certified health coach, and she can help you through that process. She can help you to where to find out that information, and then, you know, if you have questions, she could break it down and answer it for you. But there's a lot, and we need to return to that place, because as a people, talking about African-American people, we were once the healthiest people on the face of this earth. And now, because we were dying to be like to look and be like somebody else, then we're just the opposite. You know, we're just as sickly as the people that once envied our wellness. And that's because we thought that being like them was better for us, or, you know, a better state to be in. And you know, turning that bedroom into a garden, man, that right there, that really got me excited. So I'm going to have to look into doing that one.
It was easy. Like I said, we want to do stuff easy. We don't want to do anything hard now.
That's what I'm talking about, man. Shoot, if it ain't fun, I don't want to do it at all. So, yep, you're so right. So, I want to give you that information. Marilyn, why don't you give us a little marketing or information about your business, what you do and how to get in contact with you, and about the health evaluations, because we've got a couple of people that have just recently joined the show. So give them a little spiel about what you do, and how it's done, why it's done, and how to sign up for it.
Okay, thank you so much. It's come to my attention that since COVID, there are so many people out there, so many people who are affected by this COVID era that we're in. Mainly, it's our seniors, especially those who have underlying diseases. Those are the main people that will more than likely contract, or people that have younger individuals that live with them. You know, they're out there, they're bringing stuff home. So as the CDC and everybody else says, make sure that we sanitize, make sure that we wash our hands. What I'm offering is free health evaluations and consultations, and that does not necessarily mean it's just for seniors. It's for anybody who wants to improve upon their health. The health evaluation only takes about 10 minutes. You'll get a score, and the consultation and the health evaluation is free, and that can be found at yourhealthmattersnow.info. That's your, Y-O-U-R, health matters, M-A-T-T-E-R-S, now, N-O-W.info. And the reason that I chose that is because your health really matters. And now is the time. We want to turn around, eradicate people that have health issues, because your health is your wealth. You were not born unhealthy. Most people are born healthy. We want to get back to, I like to say, high school skinny for those that want to lose weight. We formulate a plan, and we have weekly Zoom calls, and people can tell what their accomplishments are for the week. And it's just not me. It's a group. We're very supportive. It's a culture. We invite anybody to come in and take a listen. Again, I can be reached at 678-573-HEAL. That's 678-573-4325. And I am so thankful to you, Sandy, for the Life, Love, and Wellness show that you put on every Tuesday. You're helping so many people, and information is knowledge.
Well, thank you,
Marilyn.
So I do
thank you again.
Yeah, you know, because we all got to do our part, and so this is mine, and I'm, you know, I do what I'm instructed to do, you know, and thank you for being with us, for sharing your knowledge and giving us all this inspiration and motivation. I tell you, I don't know about anybody else, but I'm hyped, and I got a couple of things that I'm going to do from what you suggested tonight, and I really appreciate you spending time with us tonight. It has just been a pure pleasure to have you. You know, I haven't seen you forever, it seems like, and so for you to agree to be on the show has just been a blessing. So thank you, and take care of yourself. I'm going to play a couple of songs to take us on out. We've covered everything that Marilyn was going to cover. Seems like no one had a question. I think everybody is just soaking up the new knowledge that you shared and the information that you provided tonight. You've probably given some little tidbits that people can take with them. And so, everybody, I love you. I am going to play a couple of songs, and that's going to take us out. We only actually have about 5 minutes. So I love you. Have a great week. Take care of yourselves. Be safe out there. And I'll see you next Tuesday. Same time, same station.
Thank you again.
You're more than welcome.
Honey, when you give your love to me, together we can. here's my pen. Hope I can pick somebody up. Why are you doing this thing? How come you're playing music for people? Getting up early in the morning just to catch a plane, a bus, and a train. Going insane, fanning a flame. So then why? Is it for love? Is it for self-expression? Is it to combat depression? Is it to make people happy? I mean, I love it. I can hear it. I can listen to what somebody smiles at. But when I'm happy, when I'm sad, when I'm surly, and when I'm glad, that sunshine turns to rain, and I just can't stand the pain, and I feel I'm going insane, till I get back home again, when I think I can't compete, and I just can't find the beat, when I'm old, when I'm young, when my final song is sung, I sure hope we have some fun, spreading love to everyone, so before I tip my cup, I just want to pick somebody up.
It's a family affair.